Wayne Gretzky is probably one of the greatest hockey players of all time.
Wayne Gretzky 可能是在冰上曲棍球史上最好的那个运动员。
Someone once asked him, "What is the key to your success as a hockey player?"
有人就问他说，你是什么是最重要的一点让你这么成功呢？
He gave a very interesting answer.
他回答了相当有趣。
He said, "I don't skate to where the puck is. Instead, I skate to where the puck will be."
他的回答是说，我不是跟着这个冰球往哪走，我是说他将要去的地方，我先到了。
I just want to give you a heads up on the new year that we're facing as Christians.
我在那个新年的时候就跟我们大家做基督徒来说，我们所面对的。
The new year that we're about to face is going to be radioactive. It's going to be highly dangerous for our culture, for our nation, and for ourselves as individual Christians.
我们说在新年来临的时候，其实面对我们是相当危险的景象，不管是我们个人来说，国家来说，还有这个文化来说。
And if we're to avoid our Christian life being a train wreck this year, we've got to follow Wayne Gretzky's advice.
如果我们基督徒不想让我们的生活变得一团糟的话，我们应该要照 Wayne Gretzky 的方法来做。
What I mean is, don't skate to where the spiritual puck was this past year in your life. This past year's over. But instead, skate to where the spiritual puck is going to be in your life in the coming year.
我们说，对我们基督徒来说很重要的一点就是说，我们不是要走，就是我们过去的一年所基督徒所要做的、所看到的事情，我们是要面对将来我们将要去的方向。
For a few minutes then this afternoon, I want to talk with you about how dangerous the new year is for us spiritually.
那我们今天要花几分钟的时间来跟大家谈一谈，那个在新年当中我们面对的是哪些危险呢？
I want to read a very interesting story that Jesus told. It's found in Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. Matthew chapter 12, 43 through 45.
我们今天先来看看那个马太福音，新约马太福音的12章的43到45节。
Okay, Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Jesus says, "When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it 7 other spirits more wicked than itself. They go in and they live there, and the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation."
马太福音十二章四十三到四十五节，他说，乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋里去。到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，收拾好了。便去另带了7个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的景况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。
The story of this man who was filled with a demon illustrates 2 principles that we need to keep in mind as we go into a new year.
这里讲到了这个恶人他的景况就是不能改变，就是也是要提醒我们将来怎么在新年里面来做。
First of all, it illustrates that the second half of our life is often more dangerous than the first half of our life spiritually.
这是先要说的，就是在我们灵性上，我们的下面的半生比前面的更就是更危险。
Isn't that what the text says? Jesus says the final condition of that person is worse than it was at the first.
这里也讲到了说他的那个后来的情况比先前更糟糕。
But I want you to get a second insight from this story.
我要你看到的另外一个那个内容。
And that is how incredibly rare it is for an older person to give their life to Jesus Christ.
这个就是讲到了，就是一个老去的人，就是年长的人，他是如何就是很特别的将他的一生交给神。
I've got to tell you that in all my years of ministry, I've only seen a handful of older people ever give their life to Christ. And there's a reason for it that's spelled out in today's scripture.
那在牧师做牧师生涯当中，很少看到很年长的人说要将余生交给那个神。
If you look again at verse 45, I want you to notice a phrase at the end of the sentence. It says, then it goes, and it takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go and they do what? Anyone? They live there. Do you see that phrase? They live there in that person.
那这里四十五节讲说，他带了另外七个比自己更恶的鬼来，是做什么呢？都住在里面了。
That's a very strong word in the Greek. It means that those evil spirits settle down in that person's life. They develop deep roots within that person.
我们就讲到了这个邪恶的灵魂，他会说附在你的身上，相当深刻的附在你的身上。
And so that's the reason spiritually why it's very difficult, very rare for a person to become a Christian in their old age. And it illustrates the principle that the second half of our Christian life is many times far more dangerous than the first half of our life.
那我们讲到说，这就是为什么就是很年长的人很少能够将自己的那个余生交托给神的那个原因了，就是，这个，邪恶的灵就是在你身上很那个占据的，就是很牢固。那也是讲到了我们就是怎么来把我们的那个生命交给神。
So here's the headline for the rest of my sermon. Are you ready? So you think that 2013 was bad? Just wait for 2014.
那就讲到说，如果你觉得2013年是不怎么好的那个话的，那你就等着看你2014年的日子吧。
That's not a very happy new year. But for a few minutes today, I want to talk with you about a couple of spiritual dangers that we face as Christians as we launch into a new year.
这看起来是个不好的消息，但是呢，在这里我要跟大家谈一谈，就是说在新年里面，我们在灵性上会面对一些什么样的那个危险呢？
The first is this, that we are very poor predictors of where Satan is going to attack us in the coming year.
因为那个真实的情况是我们就是很不能那个预见，就是说撒旦是会怎么样来那个那个破坏我们的那个生活。
Speaking of being a very poor predictor, I read something that caused me to chuckle just this past week.
那我那个讲到这个就想上个礼拜念到了读到了一篇东西。
Back in 1998, Paul Krugman, who teaches at Princeton, you know, he's won a Nobel Prize in economics. He writes for the New York Times. He made a stunningly wrong prediction.
在1998年的时候，有个在 Princeton 的教授 Paul Krugman, 他呢做了一个相当糟糕的一个预测。
Get this, in 1998, he predicted that the internet would be a non-starter.
在1998年的时候，他预见说这个网络是不可能发展起来的。
And he was confident that the internet would die out by 2005. How wrong can a guy be? He said that the internet would be no more significant than a fax machine. It shows that even brilliant people cannot accurately predict the future.
这里他当时就说，在1998年的时候，他预见说这个网络呢不会那个活到那个超过2005年。他说这个根本是不可能推展开来的，就好像那个他说网络就等于像一个那个 fax 那个传真机一样的这样子的事情。所以就是即使是这么聪明的、这么有知识的人，他也会做很就是不成功的那个预测。
Let me tell you of a scientific experiment that was done to show how little we really can anticipate what we will do in any particular situation.
那我要讲讲说，就是科学实验当中有告诉我们说，我们是怎么来预测那个未来的事情。
Back in 1971, the psychology department of Stanford did something that they called the Stanford Prison Experiment.
在1971年的时候，在 Stanford 大学里面，他们做了一个实验，叫 Stanford 监狱。
What they did was they turned the basement of the psychology department into a prison.
他们把那个 Stanford 的那个心理学系的那个地下室呢，把它做成一个那个监狱。
And they looked for volunteers to play two roles in this prison experiment.
他们呢就邀请那个志愿者呢来做两方面的那个人。
They said, we'll pay you $15 a day, which was quite a bit back then, so some guys didn't have their work, summer work, so they volunteered to be a part of this prison experiment.
当时嘛他们就是给付每个人呢15块钱一天，那个时候是15块是相当多的钱呢，所以呢请人家来做这个实验。
So they divided the volunteers into two groups. One would be the prisoners, and the other would be the guards in this prison.
所以嘛他们把那个来自愿的人分成两部分，一部分人就是做监狱里的被关的人，另外一部分呢就是做那个守卫的人。
So the first day, those who were playing, the prisoners were locked up, and those who were playing the guards were guarding them. And the first day, everything went smoothly, everyone was laughing and joking because they were all friends. They were colleagues with each other.
像那个当时的时候呢，开实验开始第一天呢，大家都过得很轻松，因为不管是关在监狱的人也好，这些守卫人也好，他们都认识的，互相认识的，所以就是好像还开开玩笑。
But by the second day, everything started to break down.
但是到第二天的时候，情况就不一样了。
For instance, the guards were told, you can do anything you want, and they started to go on a power trip.
所以那个首先呢，就是那些警卫说他们可以做任何事情。
What they did was, they could do whatever they wanted, so they waked all the prisoners up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
因为那个警卫他们被告知说他们可以做任何他们想要做的事情，所以他们在半夜两点就把那些那个关的监狱那个关在里面的人就弄醒了。
And then they told them you've got to go clean the toilets.
所以他们就告诉这些关的被关的人说你要去清理那个卫生间。
Then after that they said, look, we want you to all of you stand in line for 2 hours.
然后他们在又告诉这些被关的人说，你要在那边站排队站2小时。
And all of a sudden, the camaraderie, the friendship between the guards and the prisoners broke down, and they started to end up cursing each other and hating each other. You see, the principle is this: you cannot anticipate what's going to happen to you in any particular situation.
所以因为这种情况呢，他让这个被关的人跟那个这些警卫呢，原本他们是认识的友好的关系的，现在因为这样子的情景，所以让他们的关系变得非常紧张，然后呢就是关系转恶了，然后因为人其实在很多时候是没有办法预见说会发生什么样的事情的。
You see, and that's why Wayne Gretzky is very wise when he said, don't skate to where the puck is, skate rather to where the puck will be this year and anticipate where Satan is going to try to attack you this year.
所以呢 Wayne Gretzky 的他的这个方法呢就相当有意思也很重要了，因为他告诉我们说不是要往着这个冰球走的地方就是这个方向走，而是你要预见他将要去的地方，这也是给我们那个灵性上的一个成长的一个建议。
But as we close, I want to give you 2 words of encouragement as we go into the new year.
那我要给大家两个鼓励的方法。
The first is this, listen very carefully. God this year is not going to be shocked by your struggling with sin in your life. God's not going to be shocked by that you're struggling with sin this year.
神不会说很惊奇说你今年在那个灵性上的有各种各样的挣扎，他不会感到惊讶。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15 makes this clear. It says, "For we don't have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses." He understands the context here is a Christian who all of a sudden finds himself or herself struggling with some new sin. And is saying, God understands that. He won't be shocked that you struggle with some sin this year.
所以希伯来书里面也讲到了说，因他就说神是不会就说那个惊讶你们在那个灵性上的挣扎的。他这里面也讲到，就说他要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。Maybe
I can use an analogy to tell you how God will be dealing in your life and mine this year.
让我们用那个类比的方式来讲一讲我们所面对的。Let's
say you're taking a hike one beautiful summer day.
那我说那个夏天一个很美丽的天。
And you're delighted because you hear the sound of water there in the woods and you come to this beautiful creek.
所以呢你就是因为有那个美好的那个天气啊，那个好听的那个溪水的流的声音，所以你就到了这个地方。
But as you look down at the creek, something's wrong with this creek.
但是你走到这个溪边的时候，你觉得说有些不对劲。
Evidently, someone has dumped trash into this creek.
看到了，就是在这个小的溪水里面呢，有那个垃圾，人家倒在那里的。And
so, what you do as a good citizen is you take several hours and you try to clean up all the debris, the garbage that someone threw into this creek.
人性有好的一面呢，让你觉得说你应该要把它这个垃圾给清出来，所以你花了好多个钟头来清这个垃圾。But
finally, after working really hard all afternoon, you see a difference and you feel really good and you go home satisfied that you've cleaned up the garbage in this creek.
在好几个小时以后呢，你看到这个很满足的看到这个溪水又很漂亮，这个很干净了，所以你就回家休息了。
But then the next day, you decide to go back to that creek to see, you know, what good work you've done. And you can't believe it. There's more trash in that creek than there was the day before.
所以呢，你隔天呢，你又想要回去看看。你说你昨天已经清干净这个溪水，这个你又想去欣赏一下。结果呢，发现说昨天那个清完垃圾，今天居然有了更多的垃圾。
And so what you decide to do is to follow the creek upstream to see what is the source of all of this garbage.
所以呢，你就顺着溪水的上游呢，就走上去看看这个垃圾是从哪里来的。
And you come to a garbage dump and you realize it's this garbage dump that is continually dumping all of this garbage into that stream.
所以呢，你一直往上走，你居然发现了说有一个垃圾场在上游，所以呢就不奇怪了，就是这个溪水里面的垃圾就是这么慢慢一直流下来的。You
see, the Bible teaches that even after we're saved, there's a lot of garbage in our hearts, right? That's the source of sin in our lives.
所以我就告诉圣经里面告诉我们说，就是我们就是在那个心里的，我们心里的垃圾要把它清出来。
And I want to tell you something. You've got to learn this lesson sooner or later. Cleaning up all of the garbage in your life and mine is a lifelong task of the Holy Spirit and you and me. And don't get discouraged this year because God's not discouraged. God will not be shocked by dealing with some new sin in your life, but he'll work with you to deal with it.
所以呢，我们要告诉大家说，其实从你我来说，从心灵上真正的来根本的来清理掉这些垃圾罪恶的话呢，是要用我们一生的日子来做的，是要用在灵性上有坚强的意志，从一生来做的。那这里呢，神是不会觉得很奇怪，他会帮我们一起走过这个艰难的路程。Well,
we've talked a lot about bad news. I want to close with the good news as we finish today.
我刚刚讲了一些不好的消息，但是呢，我现在要用好的消息来告诉大家。You
know, recently I was reading the book of Ezekiel, and I came to Ezekiel chapter 37, and I was riveted by a question that God asked Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 3.
我就现在要讲到就是以西结书的37章3节他对我们说的。
I want you to get the scene in Ezekiel chapter 37.
以西结书的37章。
Ezekiel, you remember, was standing in a valley of dry bones. You remember that? He's standing in this huge valley where there's nothing but dry bones all everywhere he looked in this valley.
你知道以西结那个时候呢，他站在一个死亡谷，那个都是尸骨堆积如山的一个地方。
Now then, God turns to Ezekiel and he asks him this question. Here it is. Son of man, can these bones live?
那个时候呢，神就对着以西结问说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
Now, if I were in Ezekiel's place and I'm in this whole valley where there's nothing but bones that have been dead for years and... God says to me, George, can these bones live? I would probably say, God, are you kidding me?
如果是我面对了这些，这是多少年来堆积在那里的那个骸骨的话，如果神问我说这些骸骨还能复活吗？你知道我会想什么？我就觉得神，你在开玩笑啊！
I would say there's no way that these bones can live. But then it's very interesting, God tells Ezekiel to do something. He tells Ezekiel to preach to these dry bones.
那如果我说的话，我说这是不可能的。那个这些骸骨怎么还可能复活？但是神对以西结说了什么呢？
And as he starts to preach to these dry bones, a miracle occurs. These dry bones come to life, and he all of a sudden sees life pulsating in this valley that was characterized by dry bones.
但是他怎么做呢？他就是对着这些骸骨呢，就是开始那个祷告，给他们讲那个圣灵的信息。
I want to tell you that's my confidence as we go into a new year. It's not in me, it's not in you, it's not in anything in Washington. I have one source of confidence, and that is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我要跟大家讲的就是说，我们你我所面对的，我们有很有信心的事，只要是我们相信圣经告诉我们的，我们就可以做到。
You know, maybe as you're facing a new year, maybe you're in a valley of dry bones. You know, there's discouragement in your life. Maybe there's death in your own life. You feel, I can't be motivated. I'm concerned about loved ones, relatives. I'm concerned.Preach to the valley of dry bones. Claim the power of the gospel, and I guarantee you, the power of the gospel will bring those dry bones to life as you trust in the word of God this year.
所以如果说你我在那个面对这些生活上的灵性上的挑战的时候，你就想想以西结的这一段话，如果能够对着这些骸骨呢来那个传道，能够让这些尸骨都能够复活的话，那你我还有什么可怕的呢？因为我们在生命当中，如果说我们相信了那个圣经上所告诉我们的，那我们的灵性也会像这些死掉的那些尸骨一样来复活。
Happy New Year！
祝大家新年快乐。